August 4, a time for heart searching. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. One's claim to manhood is determined by the use he makes of the powers that God has given him. The members of the human family are entitled to the name of men and women only as they employ their talents for the good of others. It is when ministering to others that man is most closely allied to God. He who is true to his God-given manhood will not only promote the happiness of his fellow beings in this life, but will aid them to secure the reward of the life to come. Man is required to love God supremely with his might, mind, and strength, and his neighbor as himself. This he cannot possibly do unless he denies himself. To deny self means to rule the spirit when passion is striving for the mastery, to resist the temptation to censure and to speak words of fault-finding, to have patience with a child that is dull and whose conduct is grievous and trying, to stand at the post of duty even though others may fail, to lift responsibilities wherever and whenever duty requires, not to gain applause, not for policy, but for the sake of the master, who has given each of his followers a work that is to be done with unwavering fidelity. To deny self means to do good when inclination would lead us to serve and please ourselves. It means to work patiently and cheerfully for the good of others, even though our efforts may not seem to be appreciated. Fellow Christians, search carefully to see whether the Word of God is indeed the rule of your life. Do you take Christ with you when you leave the place of prayer? Does your religion stand guard at the door of your lips? Is your heart drawn out in interest and sympathy for those in need of help? Are you seeking earnestly for a clearer understanding of God's will, that you may let the light shine forth to others? Is your speech seasoned with grace? Does your demeanor show Christian nobility? Remember that you need to be braced by constant watchfulness and prayer. So long as you look to Christ, you are safe, but the moment you trust in yourself, you are in great peril. He who is in harmony with God will continually depend upon Him for help.